You know, Chef Eric?
Yes.
They're fried.
Yes.
But the Irishman in me, the Irishman just says, baby, ain't nothing like a fried potato. But that's not bad. It was better than I thought it would be.
Yeah, and the best way to do them, really, is to boil them for
about
5 minutes.
You made a
perfect
French fry, really. That was really a good French fry.
Yeah, I mean, it's we don't have no temperature control.
Right.
It's an open flame with a big pan and a lot of lard.
Well, don't look at me and say a lot of lard. Hey, listen, why don't you wrap up with for your final recipe here, because we've got a few minutes to discuss with Tom.
The milanesa is dredged in soy flour, egg wash, cornflakes that are crushed. Now we're gonna deep fry them.
Wow, that's a beautiful thing.
Then we're gonna serve them on some bread that is gonna be toasted, and we're gonna make the garlic aioli. And you know what we're gonna use for the garlic aioli?
Oh, here we go. I know. Gee, surprise me.
My little smoking gun.
Oh, here we go. Always got to show off, don't you?
We're gonna do that at the end here when these come out of the fryer. So. On that note, I'm going to start.
All right. While he's starting, Tom, we are munching on a pork skin. Now, my friends, I would not suggest that you would find these at your local health food store. But the vinegar that you mentioned, Tom, I mean, this is right off the suckling pig that as soon as we're finished and we can get packed up, we're going to sit down and eat the rest of it. And if it's half as good as what the top of it was amazing. But you talk about amazing. We have got, my friends, how would you like to meet some people from my father's? How would you like to rub elbows with some folks from my father's? How would you like to come and celebrate a day of Cuban music, Cubano heritage? I can't say it as cool as Joseph does. Cubano. Yeah, see, there you go again. But anyway, I'll try my own Irish way. But you can celebrate that experience in June. Keep your eye on the Facebook page. You can go to Cutters, Outland, Chef and a Fat Man. They're all there in Facebook pages. And, Tom, you have been instrumental in really building up the Facebook pages.
Well, we've done we've tried to keep current with communication and marketing through social media. And it helps us to stay in touch with people who are developing. One of the things that young people do is they use that as a method of communication, however inadequate it may be.
And don't mind me.
I'm not minding you, but my goodness, that's a great looking pork.
Yeah.
Right, I'll tell you, it's good. But what's really good about it is young people need a place too. And one of the things that we focus on at Outland and at Cutters is the benefit of mentoring. And you mentioned before how important it was that Pepin mentored not only other people in the industry in Cuba, but his own son, Jaime. And now we encourage that in communication, conversation over a good cigar, which I'm now about to finish, my Flor de las Antillas. But it's one of those things that creates, as we talked about before, cigars are social lubricants. They're ways in which we sort of grease up the conversation.
Why do you, just because I got pork grease dripping all over me, all over the concrete slab, all over my fingers, but you're right, it's greasing.
And it's a great way to do it, and we really appreciate how that has developed over the years, these next 2 years. Hopefully it'll be even greater at Cutters than the last two in encouraging that. And we're about to celebrate our second anniversary, too, in June. At Cutters, so we will be celebrating with my father cigars, and we'll enjoy that time together there.
Two great families, my friends. Remember, Cutters and Outland have opened the portal to the world for you. The world-class experience of great cigars, the world-class experience of my father's cigars, the world-class experience of great friends and great conversation, and more importantly, the world-class experience of service. All of those are what epitomizes Cutters and Outland cigars. That's why many people may sell my father's cigars, but if you want the total family experience, open your portal to the world. We've given it to you. It's at Cutters in beautiful Alpharetta, Georgia, or Outland in beautiful Charlotte, North Carolina. Those are the destinations. And if you get a chance next year, God willing, and a stiff breeze, we will be invited back, and you too can join and come down and have the experience that will truly change your idea about cigars. I knew a lot. I didn't even. I've seen more. It was information overload, but it was done in such an incredible way, and always with a My Father cigar in my hand. And you can see the quality control, the multiple checks and balances systems. I mean, if there's a bad, if you get a bad cigar, they will know within minutes what, where it came from, who was responsible, from the roller to the field, the cleanliness. I can't get over the cleanliness. And it is a start to finish, my friends. Their cigars, their tobacco from their fields, and they only use their tobacco. Let me, it is a, I guess you could call it, a My Father's True Puro. Pure Nicaraguan, pure My Father's, pure Cubano experience, thanks to the world-class man that Don Pepin is. And I'm telling you, from a retail standpoint, from a consumer standpoint, from a company standpoint, from a business model, we actually helped foil boxes. We actually rolled cigars, and we had the true experience. Joseph made sure that if we wanted to try something or do something, he made sure it happened, much to the happiness of the employees as they got quite a chuckle out of our experiences. But we always felt like family from the time we've gotten here till the time we've come back. And like every great event, it must come to an end, and it is with great sorrow that we come to an end here at this beautiful Finca La Estrella, which is the home of Don Pepin, from his beautiful fruit trees to the beautiful family to the beautiful humble home to the beautiful heart of Don and his family. We thank them so much. Joseph, you have been amazing. I feel like I've made a friend for life, and that's what cigars are all about. Remember, as we said at the beginning, the recipe is much like food, as in a cigar. Great ingredients, great creators, and more importantly, you, the consumer. And we hope that you try the My Father's experience, because it's not just a cigar. It's a total experience. We thank everyone here, from the factory to the plant to the fields to all the amazing workers that made us feel so much at home. It was truly a unique experience. Chef Eric, my brother, truly, I could not imagine if coming to a place like this without you.
Thank you.
Well, you made this experience. And when Joseph wasn't around, although you did kind of diss me about the laundry thing, but that's okay.
He was more worried
about his coffee than helping his brother out when he was trying to get his laundry clean.
You didn't need my help.
Well, that's true. And to, of course, Tom Cacadelis. Let's all of us from the family at Cutters, Tom, thank you so much. Let's give Tom a huge hand. How about it, Chef Eric?
Yeah.
And most importantly, the Pepin family for making this an amazing experience. And for Joseph and our engineer, amazing Michael the Whip Holst. If you want a custom-made whip, anytime, he can make it for you. And his quality is just the same philosophy of Don Pepin and his family. And to Jaime, who we never got a chance to meet, thank you, Jaime. You're amazing, dude. And let's give a hand for Jaime. And, you know, to the wonderful family from Cutters, they truly are like family. We laugh together. We cry together. We celebrate each other's successes, our family successes. That's what you get at a great quality cigar store, my friend. That is why it's a portal to the world. And we have given you the opening to that portal of the cigar world, our world, and we hope you'll come and join us. I'm your host, Kevin Jenkins. I'm reminding you, that as we do each and every week, to take a few minutes to thank our troops and our first responders. They are the reasons we enjoy the freedoms that are so precious, that people are willing to give up everything and live for years with nothing more than the clothes on their back. That's what makes this country great, and our military and first responders. The price of freedom, Chef Eric,
is never free.
Before we extinguish the flames of the mobile kitchens of Chef and the Fat Man, we've got some great shows coming up. We'll be at the Big Green Egg, and then in April, try to find out how you can be a part of the great caravan going from Cutter Cigars in Alpharetta to our brothers and sisters in Charlotte, North Carolina at Outland. Are you guys ready? Are you guys going for it? Yeah, there you go. I know one thing, there'll be a lot of my father's cigars smoked along the way. Why don't you come and join us? And, of course, thanks to our wonderful flagship station, News Talk 1160, the talk of the town. We wrap it up here as we get ready to feast. The place is Esteli, Nicaragua, my friends. The place we are at tonight as the balmy breezes continue to blow and put a nice, cool ending to this magnificent place. Finca La Estrella. Thank you so much from our heart to yours. Remember, my friends, we have it. God bless America. God bless you. And we'll see y'all next week, baby.